This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The North Carolina General Assembly reconvened for a special session today. Legislators are in Raleigh to consider a measure related to single-sex bathrooms in Charlotte. The proposed law also limits the power of municipal governments in labor relations. WUNC Capitol Bureau Chief Jeff DeBeery is at the legislature and joins me now. Welcome back, Jeff.
Hi, Frank.
Special session. What's so important? Why are they back in session for this this unique session of the legislature?
This special session was called to undo the action of Charlotte City Council members who voted 7-4 last month to provide protections to people in the LGBT community, specifically transgender people, allowing those individuals to use a bathroom that aligns with the gender that they identify with. This was a special session that was not called by the governor, but that was called by 3/5 of legislators in both chambers. That was the standard that had to be met. Such a special session with that 3/5 majority has not been called in 35 years.
Well, takes away transgender rights, also takes away local control, right? I mean, here's a city council that passed a law, and the legislature once again has undermined local control.
Right. And that is the bigger, larger, broader reaching narrative in what we're talking about here in terms of state authority versus municipal authority. We've seen this with the airport board, the airport authority in Charlotte. We've seen this as it pertains to water in Asheville. We've seen this with redistricting in Wake County and in the city of Greensboro. And now we're seeing it specific to an ordinance that the particular provision that got people very upset was the bathroom ordinance. And this is about state versus local power. The proponents of action by the legislature, by the state legislature, say that this is unconstitutional, that Charlotte does not have the authority to do this, that it is hazardous, and that it will hurt small businesses in that it, you know, could end up levying fines to small businesses. On the other side, the folks that are in opposition to what is likely to take place here at the legislature today, they say that there's no evidence of any violence coming if such a provision goes into place. Those opponents cite 200 cities across the nation where there are similar kinds of provisions that have been in place, some for decades, without any empirical evidence or any data of violence that has taken place. Those opponents also say that this is largely something that is taking place out of fear and as an election year piece of political theater, if you will.
This is not only about the bathrooms of Charlotte. This also undermines local control in another area, and that is labor relations. Tell us about that part of the bill.
It is. And it's not entirely clear yet what this is going to mean. My reading of it, and I am not an attorney, is that the General Assembly wants to limit or ban municipalities from entering into certain kinds of contractual agreements specific to wages and specific to wages is the big one, but also specific to non-discrimination policies as it pertains to these contracts between municipalities and an organization that might help with, I don't know, say a 4th of July concert, or might be contracted out to do seasonal work, whether that's snow removal or something like that, just as a couple of examples.
So it can't impose wage standards on a contractor. So, for instance, if a city wanted to say that contractors to the city would have to pay a living wage, that probably would be precluded by this state legislation, even if the city said, we're not hiring contractors that don't pay those kind of wages. It does limit the city or the locality in what kinds of restrictions it can place on contractors with regard to wages. So a living wage, for instance, would be one of those things that may be struck down by Raleigh, even though other cities may have decided to go in another direction.
Correct. And as we read it at the moment, it's specific to contractors. It doesn't appear, and this is the gray area at the moment, that, for example, the city of Greensboro once voted last August to move forward with giving a minimum wage or a living wage to the municipal employees of the city to $11. Now, it doesn't appear that the legislature is challenging that edict and that attempt to give all of the municipal workers, the full-time workers, a standard of $11 an hour. But what this does is it limits, the contractual agreements with outside private companies, independent contractors, that sort of thing.
Lawmakers said they were going into special session because of the toilets in Charlotte. They also added this new provision. We didn't see this bill at all until today. What else is going to happen now? And what else? Are there any other surprises that we may see in this special session?
An environmental lobbyist walked in the press room this morning to say hello to some of the media members. And another member of the media joked, oh, hey, you're not in this bill yet, but you could be. You never know until the day is over. It's not clear, Frank. We don't know what else in theory could be added to this bill. Something else certainly could come. I chatted with a couple of lawmakers, Democrats, admittedly, one of whom called the process ridiculous. Both were upset about not having seen the bill until this morning. So the House reconvened for a special session, you know, it does the prayer, does the Pledge of Allegiance, then it sends the bill to committee. But the bill still, at that point, at 10:30 this morning, had not been seen. So go over to the legislative building where a committee is taking place, and once they open up for deliberations, a Democratic lawmaker raised her hand and said, could we have 5 minutes to look at the bill? Because I haven't seen it yet. So that gives you an idea of how rushed this has been.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, why don't we let you go and do some reporting to find out what's next? We may have you on tomorrow. WUNC's Jeff Tiberi, thanks so much for being with us.
Talk to you soon, Frank.